speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, May the 24th, 2019. President Trump has now ordered the FBI, the CIA, to fully cooperate with Barr. He grants full and complete authority to declassify. Well, I'm glad to see that. And yet, on the other hand, we now have the Department of Justice releasing 17 indictments of espionage against Julian Assange. We're going to talk about these two things. The two sides of really the same coin. The people who President Trump is now working with, quite frankly, maybe he's working against them, but I'm very concerned about the military industrial complex, the surveillance state, and their influence on the Trump administration, especially since we see people like Gina Haspel put into positions of authority. We've got Lindsey Graham saying that we need to invade Venezuela if Maduro refuses to resign. This is the very dangerous side of that coin. And perhaps President Trump has got to deal with him. But I think what he needs to do, instead of making a deal with them, he needs to deal with them. Deal with them by fully declassifying everything that they do, not just narrowly in regard to this investigation. And that's precisely what WikiLeaks has been doing over the last several years, which is why the deep state is so ruthless in coming after Julian Assange. We're going to take a look at whether or not this sets a precedent to escalate the war against the free press. I think it does. We're also going to have a quick follow-up on Theresa May. She has now given her tearful speech that she's going to leave. She's given everybody a hard exit date of June the 7th. We'll see if she complies with that. She didn't comply with any of the other exit dates for the country itself, but she wants to hang around until President Trump gets there, as Devin Nunes said. Why don't you ask her about the involvement of British intelligence with John Brennan and Clapper and the other people who conspired to take President Trump down? That is something that needs to be addressed, but we need to understand that they're not stopping at President Trump, and they have been working to take down the Constitution and our rule of law and our elections for a long time. It's just become painfully obvious with President Trump what they were doing. These people have been working not only here in this country, but of course conspiring abroad with other intelligence services in a kind of world government, if you will. I mean, when you look at how these intelligence services here in the United States are controlling the government, there's one aspect of world government for you right there. So we're going to take a look at the follow-up of Brexit. We're going to see Theresa's tearful exit. We're also going to take a look at the Electoral College in a little bit more detail. What is it that they're really trying to do? This, folks, when we talk about denying the election the results in the UK, and of course that was what the real issue was. That's why I played the clip yesterday. Nigel Farage, that interviewed just before the last presidential debate, before the election in 2016. And in between, that was a period in between the election of President Trump and, of course, the Brexit election. And those two things were not by themselves, but they also kicked off a massive movement around the world to push back against the New World Order that had been created by the military-industrial complex. And the bankers, quite frankly. Some of this, we're getting a mixed signal from President Trump on this, but we need to pay attention, and President Trump needs to pay attention to what's going on with the Electoral College. This is a backdoor effort to not only change the Constitution, but also to get the results that they want out of the election. That was the key thing about Brexit and Theresa May, just like they had done in country after country. As the European Union was being formed, as people would reject that union, they would say, well, we'll try again until we get the answer that we want. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, May 24th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We have an update on Theresa May and Brexit, a brief update, and then we're going to take a look at how they're working here in America to try to undermine our future elections, as well as the Constitution. Democrats and Republicans as well, you know, they don't bother paying attention to the Constitution anymore. And they have various ways that they can get around it. So we're going to take a look at the latest effort to get around that. But also we want to take a look at what's going on with Julian Assange, as he's now had 17 espionage charges put against him, in addition to the previous charge that would have carried about 5.5 years if he was found guilty. Each of those espionage charges are about 10 years. So they're looking at about 175 years. Many people have said this is an attack on the free press. Others have pushed back and said, no, it isn't. They're charging him with spying. So we're going to take a look at that in just a few moments. Get the clip of Theresa May giving her tearful resignation. You've got that right. Let's take a look at Theresa May. She is tearfully in front of number 10 Downing Street saying, I will leave, but I will do so with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love. Well, I don't think she really did serve the country she loved. Didn't serve it very well, did she? She didn't pay any attention to the elections. Of course, I believe that was why she was put in place, because this has been a pattern of behavior. I talked about this yesterday. Country after country, as they were cobbling together the European Union, the voters would reject that. And then they would come back and say, well, let's try again. That wasn't the answer that we want. And they would continue to do these elections time and time again. That's why Theresa May was put in. She was Theresa DeLay. And she delayed. She offered a program that was far worse than what they had. And then finally said, well, we're going to do another election. And that was the point at which the conservatives finally said, you have to leave. She was, I believe, appointed to betray, specifically to betray the election. The conservatives, the conservative prime minister at the time, Cameron, didn't want to leave the European Union, but he felt compelled to have the election to try to push down popular support, but it was so popular they couldn't stop it. So he was compelled to resign. They had, I think, 5 candidates that could have taken her place. And yet the only candidate that was for remaining was Theresa May, and she was the one who made it through. They put pressure on the other people. Eventually they all stepped aside one by one. And so, in a way, I feel sorry for her, because as I said the other day, what she has served are not only her masters in Brussels. She has betrayed the British people. She has served her masters in Brussels, the European Union capital. And she's done it all for her personal ambition, just like Hillary Clinton. This is a woman who doesn't appear to have any driving force in her life except a desperate attempt to try to cling to power. She has no loyalty to her political party. She's taken them down with her as well. They've gone from 24% to 7% in just 1 month. And so finally, the backbenchers in the Conservative Party are now saying that she has to go. She said that she's going to leave June the 7th. But again, they had deadlines for when they were going to leave the European Union. Will she leave? I don't know. But Tir Issa, as she's crying her way out, has now said she will leave by June the 7th. But I don't know that we can really trust that at all. You know, there's we go back and look at what has happened in the last couple of years, recapped on a story on Zero Hedge called the Euro-Atlantic Populist Wave. And this writer says that with the Brexit referendum and the election of President Trump in 2016, what we saw was an insurrection of the people, grassroots movement, against political and media power. And two of the leading countries of the Western world. But it continued through 2017, 2018. We've seen election after election in these different parties where conservative and populist politicians have been elected. We have seen now, which he doesn't go into in this article, of course, the movement against Macron and his globalism focused on environmentalism. He was going to use the Paris Climate Accord and the UN's demands to destroy the standard of living even further of the French people. And they said, that's enough. Massive increases in taxes, bans on automobiles, and these people cannot afford to be cooped up in these cities. It's going to essentially destroy their standard of living. That was the good thing about automobiles. People could finally escape the high cost and the slovenly conditions of living in these cities controlled by these socialist politicians globally. They could escape it to the suburbs. Urban planners hate that. They call it urban sprawl. We call it freedom. And so you can't forget what's going on in France as well, the popular revolt, the actual physical revolt of what's going on there. But as this author points out, he believes it's an anti-establishment revolt that's linked to the gradual transformation of the economic structure of nations on both sides of the Atlantic over several decades. Well, yeah, absolutely, I'd say so. And I would take it back further than he does. I wouldn't say just the last several decades. I trace it in the United States, to when the bankers took over. That's when they enacted the Federal Reserve. And at the same time, they changed our tax structure, the income tax. Because as I've pointed out many times before, America, when it grew through the 1800s, was essentially a tax-free zone. So the bankers replaced tariffs on foreign goods at the border with oppressive taxes on all domestic production. And this author sees kind of the same thing. He said, on both sides of the Atlantic, we've seen an economic structure change from one that was focused principally on production to a system that is based increasingly on finance. In other words, the bankers are in control. And they are strangling domestic production, doing it with their open trade, and with their open borders, bringing in cheaper workers, bringing in cheaper products, and then using war as a profit center. That has been the result of the last 100 years, quite frankly, when you look at what they have done to us. Again, you know, Jefferson was very proud of the fact that he eliminated all internal taxation. The government was funded solely by the cost of goods coming into the country. That allowed domestic production, domestic business to flourish freely within the country. We don't need China. We have diversity of people. We have diversity of products and resources here in this country. We don't need China. What we need is freedom, and we need independence, and it's the bankers that are taking it from us. So it'll be interesting as President Trump goes to the UK in June. The date of his trip here, I'm not seeing it on this. He's going to have to make it pretty quick if he's going to catch Theresa May. unless he reneges on this promise. But here in the United States, there's another way to rig this election. A very devious way. I've talked about it several times. I mentioned it again yesterday. Now you've got even USA Today writing op-ed pieces. And here's the title from the USA Today op-ed piece. Rural Americans would become serfs if we abolish the Electoral College. They understand it. That's exactly what I've been saying. And if you look geographically at the states that have signed onto this compact, that's exactly what we get. I said, you want the presidency picked by California, by L.A., Chicago, and New York City? That's what you're going to get if you abolish the Electoral College. And guess who the states are for the most part. Yeah, Nevada just signed on. They just signed away their people's rights to participate, to have a voice in any elections. Because it's going to be decided by L.A., Chicago, and New York. And the states that are on it are California, the northeastern states, and Illinois. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. Hey! The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate. Ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
My leaps and my bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to get into the indictments against Julian Assange. But before we do, real quickly, I want to talk about the Electoral College, because we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about Brexit, talking about elections, talking about the global grassroots movement against global governance, against open borders, against the open trade and consolidation of government. And, of course, it expresses itself here in the United States with NAFTA and also with the USMCA of President Trump. NAFTA 2.0, folks, doesn't solve any of the problems of NAFTA. What President Trump has proposed, I hope, is rejected. Because the real issue with NAFTA, the real issue is sovereignty. Who gets to make the choices about our trade? And, of course, that is removed from our control, both with NAFTA and also with USMCA. You know, President Trump has adjusted some of the small aspects of trade in trying to renegotiate the USMCA. But we still have a supranational organization that is going to determine whether or not the rules were followed. And you can't change the trade rules very easily when you have a multilateral agreement, where you've got, instead of two parties working, you've got three parties working. It basically gets frozen. And that's why President Trump has tried to do a couple of things up front at the beginning. But once that gets locked in, we don't really have any say-so about that. And it really doesn't matter if you've got 3 or 30 different nations. What you're doing is you're empowering another supranational organization that is going to determine trade. And that was the key issue that people kept rejecting about Brexit. They wanted to say, well, we're not going to let you out of the customs aspect of this. We're not going to let you out of the trade aspect of that. We're still going to decide what you can do in terms of tariffs and trades. We're going to decide that in Brussels for you, but you're not going to have any representation there. Well, we don't have any representation as to what's going on with the USMCA, just like we don't with NAFTA either. And we've seen how this has worked out for the last 25 years. And it's going to continue to work out that way. The real issue is sovereignty. And the real issue is that we need to have these trade agreements negotiated two countries at a time. That's what President Trump has said, and that's what's so disappointing, to see that he still wants to keep this trilateral agreement, because what's really behind this is trying to keep together a North American union. They always begin by creating trade agreements, then they move to political union as well as to currency union. And we've already had a lot of organizations talk about that's what they want. You know, first it was a conspiracy theory. Oh, there's no North American union. And then they said, yeah, there is. We've even got the clips of Ted Cruz's wife talking about, with the Council on Foreign Relations, talking about how they're going to have Homeland Security run security around the perimeter of the three countries, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. That's why Nancy Pelosi said, we got just one community. What's the big deal? You know, for her, people coming across the border from Mexico, that's the same as if they're moving from Texas into Oklahoma. And quite frankly, I think they, in their minds, see it not just as the three countries, but they see us as the Western Hemisphere. You know, we're unified with Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, all these different countries. That's certainly what Lindsey Graham thinks. You know, we're going to have to invade Venezuela like we did Grenada, he said, to overthrow the government down there. But let's get back to the Electoral College. That's where the Democrats are trying to rig the next election. And there was a USA Today op-ed piece. This movement, by the way, is called the National Popular Vote. And this is a drive to kill the Electoral College by the back door. If they were to amend the Constitution, that requires 2/3 of the House, 2/3 of the Senate, And then they take that bill and it has to be approved by 75% of the states. That would be 38 states. They're going to do this probably with about half of that number. Well, no, it'd be a little bit more than half. They've already got 15 states that are onto this. They'll need a little bit more than 17. But it'll be in the low 20s before they could cross the threshold that they're looking for. What this is a compact that would go into effect as soon as the states that are in this compact have between them the combined total of 270 electoral votes, which is what you need to win the presidency. So once you have enough states in this compact to have a plurality of electors, then they would all just say, well, whoever wins the national vote total wins the election. Now, what happened in the last election? We believe, President Trump believes, many of us believe that in places like California, in places like Chicago, Illinois, in places like West Palm Beach, Florida, they stuffed the ballots. Do you think that could happen? Do you think that happens in big cities? Do you think that happens in Democrat-run cities to a large extent? Yes. Yes. Always has. I mean, they're famous for that, right? So if you've got a large urban center that is heavily skewed towards one political view, they have a history of corruption. They have a history of also stuffing the ballots. And you're just going to go with a grand total vote? I mean, they, again, the corrupt cities in California, combined with New York City and Chicago, could between them stuff the ballots, in addition to their voters, and rig every single election. And that's exactly what this op-ed piece is saying. The idea that every vote should count equally is attractive. That's their slogan. Every vote should count. Except when they just signed on to this in Nevada. And, of course, the governor hasn't signed it yet. It's a Democrat governor. It's along partisan lines, and he has said that he's going to sign it. What they're going to do is they're going to sign away Nevada voters' right to vote. They're going to sign it away to California because it isn't going to matter what Nevada votes for. It's going to be determined by California. So they're not getting everybody's vote counted equally. They're going to look at not who wins that state and give all the electors to that. They're going to look at who won the national vote total. Again, look at how Chicago influenced the election of JFK and Richard Nixon. Widely understood it was stuffed ballots in that state that flipped that. It was a close election, and that's how they were able to flip it. But it's not even going to be close if you let these corrupt big cities get into that. Trent England, writing for the USA Today op-ed piece, says the Electoral College makes it even harder to win the presidency. It requires geographic balance, and it helps to protect Americans who might otherwise have their voices ignored. All Americans should value constitutional protections like the Electoral College. It reminds us that the real purpose of government is to protect our individual rights, which, again, in Nevada, they just abdicated. Turned it off, you know, gave it away to other parties. All right, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about Julian Assange.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border. Talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTruth Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforce Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silversol in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today. It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Exactly what Bill Nye said. Wasn't it what Alexandria Occasional Cortex said? We want to change the world. As a matter of fact, Bill Nye is still screaming at the top of his voice. Remember how he's repeatedly using the F word, screaming at everybody, calling them dumb effers, saying the world is on effing fire. No, actually, I think his hair was on fire, the way he was delivering this. Bill Nye is still on with us. I mean, he's still telling everybody, going on television, saying it's not 50 to 75 years away, it's just 10 or 15 years away. Really? He said it's more gradual than the disasters like Pearl Harbor or 9/11, but the effects are still as serious, if not more. Well, they will use it to change our society. They will use that as a pretense to change our society, that's for sure. He said the rate of temperature is getting bigger, and it's very high, and there's enough carbon dioxide and methane in the atmosphere already to make the world get warmer for many decades to come. So let's change the world, said Bill Nye. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Bill Nye, his specialty is not weather. It's not climate. He's got a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. I know more than he does. I've got a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. I know about lightning. He doesn't even know about that. Just disregard this guy and disregard the models as well. And I've just got to jump into this. It got me, I got triggered by that bumper music we had. Sorry. I want to get into Julian Assange and I will in just a second. But, we've been talking about, the UK, and there was a professor from the University of Alabama, Huntsville, went to the Palace of Westminster in London, Professor John Christie. He told the MPs there and the peers that were there that climate models are way off in their prediction of rapid warming. He said, they all have rapid warming in the tropics above 30,000 feet. It's effectively a diagnostic signal of greenhouse warming. But in reality, it's not happening. It's warming up there, but only about a third of the rate that was predicted by the models. How about that? Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, what we saw with ClimateGate that was there in the UK, University of East Anglia, passing emails back and forth. That was a big deal. Caught these guys doing a cover. It's kind of like the emails are passing back and forth between the FBI, the CIA, other Obama officials, people in other countries. Hey, hey, we got to have an insurance policy here. Well, they're passing emails back and forth saying the models and the data that we're collecting don't match. We got to hide the fact that the temperature is declining. We got to fudge the data. And they did. And they did. And it was a really big deal for a while. And then they came back and said, oh, never mind. And they just moved on, you know, kind of like they did with Hillary Clinton's emails when they were discovered. Also one last thing about the Electoral College. You know, as we're talking about this right now, they've got to get to 270 electoral votes for this compact to take place. With Nevada coming in, they would have 195. If you look at the map of where these states are, again, it's pretty much the solid Northeast, all the states in the Northeast, Democrat. With the exception of Vermont, New Hampshire, which isn't Democrat. But they're thinking about it. And there's a lot of states that are thinking about it. But the ones that are in right now, with the exception of Nevada, for the most part, it's all the northeastern states, Illinois, and California. And it's just going to cut flyover country out completely. As they were debating this in Nevada, one of the assemblymen there, Wheeler, said, if we go to a national popular vote, why would any candidates running for president come to Nevada? Why would they even bother coming here? Our Constitution says we're a republic, not a democracy. I voted no on the national popular vote because I don't want to see Nevada just become a flyover state. And, of course, they will. All of the votes will be in the big cities. And here is the other part of this. It's really dangerous. You understand that they are actively working with the UN 2030 agenda from the UN to create these smart cities. Their vision is to have megalopolis, a couple of different centers, right? Here in Texas, for example, they envision a system where you have from San Antonio to Austin to Dallas, it all becomes one big city. Eventually, it'll spread over and include Houston. But that's what they're going to do. They're going to just, you know, create these cities, these giant megalopolis. Some people have said, well, you've already got that going from, to some extent, from Washington to New York in many different respects. And so once you get these gigantic cities, it really is going to cut the voice out and the political participation for the rest of us completely. Let's talk about the First Amendment issues here. And let's begin not with Julian Assange, but with the case of this reporter in San Francisco. Because the fact that you don't have national security involved here, I think clarifies the trends that we're seeing against free speech everywhere. What they have done in the universities is they've trained, and we've talked about this last week, on most of the college campuses, they think, well, if what you're saying offends somebody, then you ought to be gagged. If it's hateful, If somebody doesn't like what you're saying and says that what you're saying is hateful in any way, shape, or form, you trigger somebody, then they're going to gag you. The government, on the other hand, at the same time, is coming in and saying, if we can make the case in any way, shape, or form that what you are talking about somehow impinges on national security, then we're going to stop you. And just like hate, national security is very broadly and subjectively defined. It can include anything that gets in the way of the government's policies. Not something that puts our country at risk or even the lives of our national security agents abroad doesn't put their lives at risk. But it just is something that is embarrassing or something that pushes back against a certain policy. That's national security as well. It keeps getting more and more broadly defined. And I can tell you, as we go around and talk to people in years past, trying to get information from local governments, that they're all acting as if they're the CIA. Oh, no, I can't tell you about that. Can't talk about that. And, of course, they don't want to see their name in print because they are a bureaucrat. They want to work their entire life for government. And, you know, if they are candid about something or say something that somebody doesn't like, goads somebody's political agenda, then they lose their job. So they all clam up and they claim that they have, that they're serving some higher purpose and you have no right to know. This is one of the reasons why WikiLeaks is so important. But let's just take the national security aspect of this out for the moment and just look at how this works in a dispute that is simply about a journalist talking about a city official and some of the things that he had to say that the police didn't want said. I mean, nobody's life is at stake. There's no government secrets involved here. Now, this is journalist Brian Carmody in San Francisco, and it has developed into a battle between the press and the police, as AP News is pointing out. It is politically motivated. Again, there's no national security to do smoke and mirrors to cloud this issue. This is simply the fact that they raided his home, they stole all of his stuff so he can no longer even work because there was a leaked police report about the unexpected death of the city's former elected public defender. He didn't commit a crime when he got and published the police report, say many people. There's no crime here. There's no national security. But he got a full SWAT team raid and they put him out of business. And so now you've got a lot of people looking at this as a First Amendment issue. And I'm telling you, it's not really different from what they're doing to Julian Assange. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our Ultimate Bone Broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, that's Turbo Force. Get the fish oil.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So a journalist in San Francisco said he received a report from a source, a report about what was behind the unexpected death of a former public defender there in San Francisco. Details that were embarrassing for him, embarrassing for the police, got them very angry about that. But of course, it wasn't anything that was national security. He received the report from a source. He did not pay for it, though that wouldn't have mattered. Really wouldn't have mattered if he'd paid for it. But nevertheless, the San Francisco police chief said that the journalist, quote-unquote, crossed the line. Please tell us where that line is. See, we have a very bright line in the United States. It's the very First Amendment to the Constitution. And that's a bright line that you crossed, police chief. See, there's a difference. One of the reasons that we make this distinction, and this is where they're trying to blur the lines of Julian Assange. Stealing is a crime, right? And so the person who steals the documents can be punished for stealing the documents. But here in America, talking is never a crime. Speech is not a crime. And doing journalism and speaking, the free press and the people's free speech is never a crime. They have blurred these lines of distinction by trying to say, well, national security, that trumps everything. Or if you say something that somebody thinks is hurtful or hateful, then we're going to judge your motivations or we're going to silence your speech or whatever. Again, this is getting away from looking at things as objective reality. And we went down this road with hate crimes a long time ago. Many of us said that when they started going after hate crimes, that we had essentially turned our legal system into some kind of a postmodern construct. Because it's difficult enough to prove that somebody actually did something physically did something, stole something, hurt somebody, killed somebody. Those are difficult to prove factually. And many times what it involves is you come up with suspects based on motivations, but that's just part of the bigger picture. You know, sometimes it can be motivations of suspects. You know, they had an insurance policy on this person. There's circumstantial evidence. Maybe there, you know, hopefully there's forensic evidence or something like that. But they put this together, and that's why you pull it before a jury. Because in most cases, even crimes that, you know, like, that are, there's no doubt about whether or not something is a crime, it's still pretty hard to prove. Even when somebody dies, it still can be very hard to prove. But if the crime is hate or my attitude or something in my heart, now you don't even have something. It's still even a discussion as to whether or not that was a crime. That has entered our judicial system in the sense that you have judges deciding about what President Trump's immigration policy can and cannot be, not based on what the law says, not based on what the executive order says, but based on what they feel he believes in his heart. And so, again, this goes back to saying stealing something is a crime. Talking about something, never a crime, not in a free society. But, of course, the police chief said that the journalist crossed the line, that he might have been motivated by profit or by animosity toward the deceased public defender. And, again, so what? So what if he didn't like the public defender? If what he said about him was a lie, if it was untrue, then the family has some recourse there. But what difference does it make, police chief, if he has animosity towards a public defender? That doesn't apply. And yet it does to these people, because now the animosity or the hate, or whether or not even there was any hate, but whether somebody felt like they were hated, that is more important. And so now you got the San Francisco police becoming the hate police. Whether it was motivated by profit, he was working as a professional journalist. That's what he does for a living. And it's important to have people doing that full time to try to condense information for people. Anyway, they said this, the people looking at this said the impact of this is that they're trying to criminalize discourse of public records. And that's precisely what's behind this attack against Julian Assange. They're trying to criminalize the disclosure of public records. The same people who demand to know every aspect of your life, everything about you, including what you're thinking, where you're going to go. You know, being able to predict, know you so well by observing you on social media and so forth that they can predict what you're going to do. They demand to know everything about you, and you are prohibited from knowing anything about them. No public records will be disclosed, as I said before, even over the most trivial public matters. You try to talk to a local city official about anything. I can't talk about that. Yeah. They don't say it's classified, but they act as if it's classified. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled, says the Associated Press, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that journalists are free to report on newsworthy information contained in stolen documents. Again, stealing is a crime. Speech is not a crime, but now speech is a crime, right? But they said the Supreme Court has ruled that journalists are free to report on newsworthy information contained in stolen documents or even illegally intercepted telephone communications if they're obtained by a third party who violated the law. That party can then face criminal prosecution, just as in the case of Julian Assange, Manning did go to jail for stealing the documents. That has already been litigated. Now they're trying to inflate this by saying that it was Julian Assange who stole the documents. The Supreme Court justices may have ruled differently had the journalist encouraged or aided in the unlawful interception of the call, but that is not the same as a reporter encouraging a public official or a public employee to provide a public record. One of these individuals said, that's what journalists do every day. A reporter. Hey, can you tell me this? Can you tell me that? I mean, we've seen this, right? You've got a murder investigation and the reporter comes up and says, so tell me, you know, what did you guys find? Well, I can give you a little bit of information, but I don't want to compromise it. You know, they're always asking somebody for information. That's what the journalists do, except in the case of Julian Assange. So the question is, are they indicting a journalist? I think they are. Many of us believe that they are. The new charges against him, as The Guardian is saying, are an attack against free speech. By indicting Julian Assange under the Espionage Act, the Trump administration, and understand President Trump bears responsibility for this. It's his Department of Justice. And the buck stops with him. The Trump administration has crossed a line that every other U.S. administration has shied away from in terms of challenging the First Amendment in defense of government secrets. The Obama administration debated whether or not they could do this against Julian Assange, and they decided not to do it. Now, this is The Guardian. Again, understand that they don't like Trump and they love Obama, so they're going to try to make Obama into a saint. Look, you can't make Obama into a saint about the Espionage Act. That was published in 1917, and over the 100 years that concluded about with the Obama presidency, he came after more whistleblowers than all of the other presidents combined. As a matter of fact, Obama went after the NSA whistleblowers that George W. Bush would not go after. And although all of these presidents are responsible for what's done underneath them, President Trump is responsible for this as well. What we're seeing here is the national security state, the same people that came after President Trump, the Department of Justice bureaucracy, the CIA and NSA bureaucracy, the FBI bureaucracy. All of those bureaucracies are really an independent government, and they're getting more authoritarian and more tyrannical with every administration, whether it is a Republican or a Democrat or even, as I would say, a President Trump, an independent. It doesn't really matter. These are the people who are crafting the policy, and they're getting more authoritarian with every administration. Folks, it is a metastasizing attack against free speech, and of course, InfoWars has been at the front of this as well, being deplatformed by the technocratic elite. And we need to, as I said the other day, they've got their people they call hate agents. Well, we need to embrace that, call ourselves agents of HATE, humanity against the technocratic elite. And if you want to join that, if you want to be a sponsor of that, take a look at the specials we've got for Memorial Day. We got a mega sale. We have many products 60% off. ExtenderWise, Myco ZX Plus, we've got some products 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Bod Ease, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, others that are 40% off. And of course, you can save 10% off of our 100% organic coffee in two different blends. Just use the code WAKEUP at checkout to save 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was just saying, The Guardian, looking at this, said, well, you know, why didn't Obama come after Julian Assange? Because these things happened back in 2010. Happened under Obama's watch. Well, Obama is not some saint protecting the First Amendment, as I said before. He went after William Binney, Thomas Drake, many others, in a very vicious way. People who told us the truth about warrantless surveillance by the NSA and by the intelligence services, which they then subsequently did to President Trump in his campaign, because, you know, it's not just the hoi polloi among us. They're going to use that for political gain as well. And we said that as that was going along, as we had the lies from James Clapper, as we had the leaks from Snowden, and, of course, we'd covered what the NSA whistleblowers were saying in the aftermath of September 11th, how they had changed the way they collected data. Did it illegally, unconstitutionally? We said, the people who are going to be the most vulnerable to this, the ones who are, when you have a revolution like this, and you have an organization seizing political power, guess what happens? The people who are in political power are usually the first ones lined up against the wall and shot. In this particular case, it was metaphorical, it was politically, that they came after President Trump and his administration, trying to line them up against the wall and be shot, using the same tactics that they will use against us. And if the politicians won't protect themselves in advance, that's what you get. That's why we have this this Russiagate nonsense that President Trump is now turning. Looks like he's going to finally start investigating this. But it could have been prevented if we had listened to the NSA whistleblowers, if we had listened to Ed Snowden, if there had been reforms of all these abuses under the Obama administration. So I don't see him as any hero to either the First Amendment or to our individual liberties. But in talking to them, they asked former Obama administrations why they didn't go after Julian Assange. And they said this: well, no one was really sure whether this would withstand constitutional scrutiny. It probably wouldn't, said the official they talked to. That said, the Supreme Court has changed significantly since then. And maybe the Department of Justice has made the calculation. See, when our Politburo, the Supreme Court, the ones who actually determine policy, just like the Soviet Politburo, they can just turn on a dime. It just depends on who the occupants of the Politburo are at a given time. If they decide that they don't want to honor press freedoms anymore, then, you know, maybe the Department of Justice has done that calculation. I think they got the votes here. You have John Demers, who is the assistant attorney for national security, in releasing these additional indictments against Julian Assange, said, Julian Assange is no journalist. Now, why would he say that? I think he is saying that because for the people in government, for the people in the White House, for the people in mainstream media, a journalist is somebody who never tells you anything unless it's a lie for those same interests, for the government, for the White House, for the mainstream media. The people who will lie to you to protect those institutions, oh, those are journalists. Those are people that we can honor and listen and trust. But somebody like Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, who never lied about any of this, who revealed a great deal of information that had been covered up endlessly by the administration. Oh, those people, oh, they're not journalists. They're not journalists. That tells you the state of journalism in this country and the West. Scott Horton, an international human rights lawyer, said the administration could try to produce evidence to support a contention that in 2016, Assange knew that he was receiving emails that were stolen by the Democrat Party. And see, this is why Trump's Attorney General Barr and even his frenemies in the deep state that are now patting him on the back and working with him, trying to get him to continue with their military industrial complex wars. All of his friends like that, they keep saying, oh, well, yeah, you know, there really was hacking that went on with the DNC. No, there wasn't. There was a whistleblower there, a whistleblower there. That's why it's a very dangerous thing for President Trump as well. We'll be right back.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about Julian Assange. And again, they already had one count they were trying to get him on, which was, I think it was something like conspiracy to hack a computer. Something to that effect that carried a maximum of 5.5 years. It's a fairly minor charge, and it had a statute of limitations that has long since expired. So they tried to throw in some national security aspect to extend it with the statute of limitations. But now they have put in another 17 counts, all of these about espionage. And each of those counts carries 10 years if he's convicted. So he's looking at about 175.5 years in prison if he was convicted and given the maximum sentence for all these. What they're trying to do is give him a life sentence. And they'd said this before. I mean, they even leaked the emails between them. They said, here's what we do. After he leaked the embarrassing information about them, here's what we do. We get charges against him, all these different countries, and we ship him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then we extend those charges with conspiracy charges to anybody that is tangentially connected to WikiLeaks, and we take all of their money, all of their assets. Want to completely shut down the organization. And that's what they're doing. Shortly after that, you had the rape charges, which I believe were a part of that conspiracy by the government to silence WikiLeaks. As these people are talking about it, they said, well, you know, right now they're looking just at the 2010 events surrounding Manning's leak to WikiLeaks. If they were to go into the Russia situation, which so far they have avoided, because that's going to be a very difficult situation with President Trump. And yet you have the Attorney General Barr and others probably kind of holding that up there as a threat to President Trump. You know, oh, well, you know, if we start talking about that, then that's maybe, as one person put it, that would open a Pandora's box, getting into the idea of collusion. And, of course, we know that it wasn't. We have testimony from people who have never lied to us. A former UK ambassador said, I went to the United States, I was handed that information. You had William Binney, who's never lied to us, who told us the truth about what the NSA was doing. They tried to put him in prison. He said that he and others, and he's been on this program talking about what they did. They said, yeah, we evaluated this. If you look at the timestamp on some of these files, there's absolutely no way that these things could have been transferred internationally. They were handed over in that short a period of time. The only way that that could be done technically, because that was his expertise. He was global technical head of the NSA for decades. He said the only way that could be done with the starting and ending times on those files was if they were copied to a thumb drive. So it was not a hack. I believe WikiLeaks, when they said that it was not a state actor, it was a whistleblower internally. But the other aspect of this that is difficult for the Trump administration, certainly politically, it feeds this narrative that the left is trying to create that President Trump is an enemy of the press. Now, I don't believe that President Trump has been an enemy of the press. I believe he's been an enemy of the press that lies, that creates slander about him, that has been a partner with these same people that are coming after Julian Assange. And President Trump needs to stand with Julian Assange. He needs to stand with the American people. We have a right to know what's going on. This stuff needs to be declassified. President Trump could do that. He could do a better job than Julian Assange in terms of exposing these people. That is on him. He has the ability to declassify anything. And he could damage the deep state far more than anything that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks could do if he wanted to. Question is he going to work with them? If he's extradited, some of these people are saying, there's the effort that they would use to try to create a loophole in the First Amendment. I thought, now that's an interesting phrase, to create a loophole in the First Amendment. Now, see, when you go back and you talk about the other part of the First Amendment, free expression of religion, we have all these people love to talk about Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptist saying there is a wall that protects you from the federal government. And that's what they talk about when they say separation of church and state. And he was saying, no, you're going to be protected by this wall. Well, there's a wall that protects journalism and it protects your free speech. It's that same First Amendment. And so this isn't really a loophole. This is them trying to knock a hole in that wall that protects us from the government. Just like the First Amendment was to protect people's religious beliefs from the government. And that's really what they're doing. They're kicking a hole in that wall. And as I said, that'd be a huge gamble for the Trump administration, one with potentially severe consequences for freedom of the press. This will allow them, from a political standpoint, it will allow them to paint President Trump as an enemy of the press, not just as an enemy of CNN and MSNBC, who have taken on President Trump as an enemy, who have lied about him, been transparent in their efforts to, you know, push this Russiagate nonsense and everything. He's right to attack that. But if he does this, then they're going to be able to come back and take the moral high ground because President Trump will be taking the low road, and he will own what his administration does. Quite frankly, just like he owns what Gina Haspel does after putting that liar, that torturer, in charge of the CIA, he owns what she does as well. So Assange is being charged, says the State Department. Assange is charged with his alleged complicity in illegal acts to obtain or to receive voluminous databases of classified information and for agreeing and attempting to obtain classified information through computer hacking. And the United States has not charged Assange for passively obtaining or receiving classified information. So that's the essence of this. That's where they're trying to draw the line. They're trying to say Julian Assange did the hacking himself. That's not what Manning said. That's not what Assange said. And it's not what they said prior to this. What they said was, because Julian Assange asked Manning, can you get any more of this? They said, ah, he was conspiring with him to do computer hacking. And so now they are extending that. They also said the charges of the focus, charges focus on the publication of, quote, a narrow set of classified documents in which Assange has also allegedly published the unredacted names of innocent people who risked their safety and freedom to provide information to the U.S. and its allies. I would ask, what about Hillary Clinton, who had her unsecured server, even advertised it as ClintonEmails.com, and on that unprotected server, the Chinese government installed put some software on there that basically sent them a copy of everything that she sent and received. And we know that during that period of time, people who, quote, risked their safety and freedom to provide information to the U.S. and its allies. People like that, people who are working for the U.S. and its allies, who risked their lives inside of China, were picked up and killed. And it just happened to happen during the watch of Hillary Clinton and her porous email accounts. No concern about that. Don't cry me any tears about information being released. Nobody was helped by the information that was leaked off of Hillary Clinton's email servers, unless it was Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, using that as a Dropbox for people who paid off their institution and paid off the Clintons in other places. John Kiriakou says he may spend the rest of his life in jail, Julian Assange. He has a hanging judge. John Kiriakou said they're going to try to make an example of Julian. He's been charged in the Eastern District of Virginia. His judge was also my judge and was also Snowden's judge and CIA whistleblower Jeffrey Sterling's judge. He reserves every national security case for herself. She is a hanging judge. She will not give him a fair trial. It is impossible for Julian to receive a fair trial in the Eastern District of Virginia. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing, that what God gave us through Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in two servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM total health and performance 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. They just go there.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever
that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Talking about Julian Assange, and of course, Rand Paul is talking about it as well. He has proposed immunity for Julian Assange in exchange for testimony. He says, I think he should be given immunity from prosecution in exchange for coming to the United States and testifying. He said that interview with Gateway Pundit. He said, I think he has information that is probably pertinent to the hacking of the Democratic emails that would be nice to hear. Wouldn't it be? Because I think Rand Paul knows what we all know, and that is there wasn't any collusion, there wasn't any hacking. It was a whistleblower. Going back to April of 2018, Ron Paul and Doug Stafford, the chief strategist for Senator Rand Paul, reports The New American. And by the way, we're going to have Alex Newman of The New American joining us in the last hour of the program. He's going to be talking about a tour that he's doing to educate the American public about what's going on in schools and what you can do about it as a parent. Because, you know, I had a question the other day. Somebody asked me, what can we do to wake people up? And, of course, my wife got the answer correct. I did not. I talked about it. I said, well, you need to focus on the lie that they're telling everybody, that they're going to keep you safe, but all they need is your individual liberty and the rule of law and everything else that you've got to keep you safe, right? She said, no. You need to tell them that where they put these people to sleep is in the schools, in the institutions that they've created. That's where they turn people into socialists. Get your kids out. So we're going to talk to Alex Newman about the dangers to your kids, different things that you can do to protect your own children in the last hour. But anyway, going back to this New American article, back in April 2018, Ron Paul and the chief strategist for his son, Senator Rand Paul, co-authored an open letter petitioning the Ecuadorian government to restore Julian Assange's access to communications and other things like that. They said, after a recitation of historic and moral defense of the freedom of expression, Paul's letter ends with the principles that were dear to the founding fathers. He said, the founding fathers would have protected WikiLeaks at all costs. And it's time that we inherit that spirit. I agree with the Pauls. I agree with Ron Paul. I agree with Rand Paul on this. And again, they're in agreement with the founders. They point out that in one of the Cato letters, these are the letters that were going back and forth as they were debating the Constitution, whether or not we should even have a federal government, because everybody was so concerned that it would become exactly what it has become. This freedom-destroying leviathan of centralized control. In Cato's letter, 1721, Thomas Gordon writes, and of course this precludes, the discussions about the Constitution. He said, freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together. It is the terror of traitors and oppressors, and it is a barrier against them. So, you know, when they talk about this and they talk about, Julian Assange, of course, Julian Assange is not a traitor. He's not an American. But the question is, are these people who are destroying our First Amendment in order to get somebody who has released information about them that is embarrassing, are they traitors? Just like this police chief in San Francisco who wants to lock up that journalist because he found what he did was embarrassing, and he thought maybe this guy did it because he had animosity towards the person who had passed away. So what? So what? If it was true, deal with it. Ed Snowden says the Justice Department has declared war on journalism by charging Julian Assange with espionage. The case, he said, will decide the future of media. And then we had comments from Daniel Ellsberg. And, of course, Daniel Ellsberg, the individual who stole the Pentagon Papers and then turned them over to the Washington Post and the New York Times, and they published those papers. There was never any charge against the Washington Post and the New York Times. As dramatized by Steven Spielberg and Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks in the movie The Post, which came out just a little over a year ago, I think. I think it was about a year and a half ago. They were patting themselves on the back about the fact they were very worried that they were going to be charged, just like Julian Assange is charged. But they said, well, that's important. The American people need to know this information. And they did it. They were not charged. Daniel Ellsberg was charged. He got off on a technicality. But he was talking about this particular case, Julian Assange. He said, I was sure that they were going to go after him for a longer sentence. Everybody was saying that. We said, it's not going to stop with a five-year sentence here. He said, I was charged, Daniel Ellsberg, I was charged with 12 counts, including one of conspiracy in 1971. That would have given me a possible sentence of 115 years. In this case, they brought a 17 counts under the Espionage Act plus one conspiracy, so they're looking at about 175 years. Either way, it's a life sentence, and that's what they want, he said. But he said they weren't anxious to bring this while he was still in Britain, because Britain isn't compelled to extradite under the treaty for a political offense. And that's exactly what this is. And so they said, but they apparently had to do it now because they have to tell Britain everything that's involved here before they go through the extradition process. And quite frankly, the clock is ticking. Even though they extended this with a trumped-up charge of espionage, the statute of limitations has already expired. They still don't have much time left on that. So he said the full scale of the charges that he's facing, both in Sweden and the U.S., have to be defined before the U.K. makes that decision. And he says, I think they're reluctant to extradite people on charges that could potentially hold the death penalty. Although it's not really going to be the death penalty. They're saying that they're not seeking the death penalty. The death penalty is typically, he goes on to say, the death penalty, and we have seen under the Espionage Act, we saw the Rosenbergs executed because they turned over secrets about nuclear weapons to the Russians during the Cold War. But that is typically done by people who are spies in wartime, spies for an enemy country. The Rosenbergs were Americans, and they were, you know, acting as spies for the Russians. Julian Assange is not an American. This is strictly a political offense, and they're trying to get a life sentence on him. Daniel Ellsberg goes on to say that they're trying to distinguish Julian from journalists. But what he does is exactly what the New York Times does, exactly what the Washington Post does. What they're saying is, well, we won't prosecute responsible journalists. And again, what that really means is loyal journalists. People who are loyal to the establishment, to the political establishment. You know, people like the New York Times and the Washington Post are not defending Julian Assange because they know that they're not going to be charged with any of this stuff. This is something that is really another threat at people who will tell you the truth regardless of who is hurt by that truth. People like us, people like the independent press, people that they're trying to ban from social media, put a gag on. That's really what is in view here. This is a very, very dangerous, again, the first casualty of war is the truth, and the way they kill the truth is by killing free speech. This is all an indication that the government sees itself at war with you, the American people. You are not to be allowed to know what they want to do in terms of wars or anything else that they want to do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal.
pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, the military-industrial complex, deep state, the permanently entrenched bureaucracy is coming after Julian Assange. They don't like what he exposed. It was embarrassing, to say the least. Actually, I think it exposed war crimes, but of course those aren't going to be prosecuted. Nobody's going to be able to do that unless America decides it's going to reform that as well. But let's talk a little bit about war and about the border. We now have a judge questioning whether or not the House can sue over the border wall funding. So you have President Trump saying he's going to move some funding around in order to build a border wall. Nancy Pelosi in the House say, well, we want to sue in court. And this judge is like, I don't want to get in the middle of this. Please don't throw me in that briar patch. But anyway, federal judge in Washington expressed skepticism yesterday, says Roll Call, about whether the federal courts could jump into the middle of a, quote, ugly dispute between the political branches over whether the Trump administration plans to move around federal funds to build a border wall. The U.S. District Judge McFadden said that the House lawsuit to block the Trump administration spending was in unusual territory, since higher courts have never ruled on whether the legislative branch could sue the executive branch. Well, that's not exactly true. We have a spokesperson from the Department of Justice saying the Constitution doesn't give the president the ability to sue the House. It doesn't give the House the ability to sue the president. Well, probably not, but it's already been done, quite frankly. I mean, just look at the situation where the Republican House decided that they were not going to fund Obamacare. They didn't allocate any money for it. And then Obama stole the money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. He called it a net asset sweep. He didn't call it a theft, but it was a theft. Stealing money out of these programs that were supposed to be safe investments for people retiring. You can invest in real estate and single home mortgages. And not only that, but we're going to guarantee it with the federal government. Instead, the federal government goes in and steals that money when it becomes profitable after the mortgage crisis. He just took it out. And so you had the House sue and go to federal court, and the federal judge says, that's right, under the Constitution, the House has to authorize that money for Obamacare, and they didn't. Now, I would say that doesn't, so you have had a case where you had the House sue and the judge made a statement. Now, in that particular case, as always, the Justice Department under President Obama, Eric Holder, said, well, we disagree with that. We're going to appeal that. And while we appeal it, we'll just continue to do what we want to do, which the Trump administration never does. They just stop. But we've already had a situation where the House has sued and has stopped, tried to stop that activity. They actually won with the judge, but this judge doesn't want to get involved in that, McFadden. And you got the people of the Department of Justice say, well, we've never seen anything like, well, you have seen something like that. I don't think that set a precedent, however, because what President Trump is doing, I think, is proposing to move money around that was allocated for the defense of the country to actually defend the border. So it's a completely different situation. And, but that's not what they're saying. That's not the basis of what they're saying. It is a completely different situation than the House suing because they didn't fund Obamacare and Obama going ahead and doing it with stolen money. No, the House funded defense. And President Trump is saying, well, let me defend the border. And they're trying to stop that in the courts. We did have a deal on disaster aid, $19.1 billion. Now, that's pretty close to another familiar figure that we've seen, right? Wasn't it $20 billion that President Trump was saying he wanted for the border wall? Can't do that. Can't do that. I mean, this is disaster aid. These are natural disasters like hurricanes and so forth that they are trying to help people with. Not any money at all to deal with the disaster at the border. And it is a humanitarian disaster. Whether or not you agree that it is a disaster because it's an invasion, I mean, that's another aspect of it. But I would think that even the Democrats would see this as a humanitarian disaster. What do you do with these people that have just come over the unprotected, borderless border? What do you do with those people? Well, the Democrats didn't really want to allocate any money for that. President Trump said, well, we're going to get the immigration money later, according to everybody. But they're not doing anything to help with the massive caravans that are coming over every day. As a matter of fact, is this a disaster? Is this an emergency? Is it an invasion? Let's listen to what the acting DHS secretary has to say about the current border crisis.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Ranking Member, I've been doing this for a long time. This is the third time I've been in a leadership role during a migration surge at the border of families and children, both in 2014 and 2016 at the end of the last administration. We have more than doubled those two crises combined in the first 7 months of this year, and we are still in the middle of that effort. We're doing everything we can to address it, as you'll see as you go down to the border again today.
Okay, so yeah, it is, we've never seen the border collapse like this, quite frankly. It's far worse than it was under Obama. And still, they won't do anything about it. They won't even do anything to allocate money for the humanitarian crisis that is, that everybody acknowledges is there. We could stop that humanitarian crisis by making it clear that there's a border, nobody's going to get across, and nobody would try to make that dangerous journey where many people are kidnapped, human trafficked, you know, into slavery. Some people die trying to make that journey. It's the fact that they know that they've got not only an open border, but they're going to be welcomed with open arms and stacks of cash, free education, free housing, free health care, free everything. Just get across that border. Well, of course, they're going to risk their lives to do that. So you could stop the humanitarian crisis. You could stop the judicial interference that's happening there by stopping people from coming into the country. But of course, you know, as we're talking about the proper use of the military to actually defend this country, that is not what they're talking about as they're talking about defense spending. The Senate committee has now voted to raise defense spending for the second year in a row. They're going to raise it now to $750 billion. And that's another $80 billion increase. You understand that, that they already had an $80 billion increase before. And so this is an $80 billion increase over the fiscal year of 2018. We are increasing our defense budget year after year about the same as the entire defense budget of the Russians. We did that last year, and now we're adding another Russian, complete Russian defense budget to our spending this time. Now, that is a scandal in terms of how, if the Russians are that formidable, that we are so afraid of them, then why are we not getting anything for our money? Or is this an act of, insanity and suicide here in the United States. Of course, it's going to authorize $10 billion for 94 F-35 fighters, which will be 16 more than the Pentagon even asked for. See, that's the issue. It doesn't have anything to do with defense. This is about paying off big contributors to senators. You know, they're going to authorize 16 more fighters than the Pentagon even wanted. It's about paying off the military-industrial complex. They give some money to these senators. It's not about defending this country. President Trump is talking about the Pentagon's plan. He's thinking about it to deploy 10,000 troops to monitor Iran at the same time. Well, instead of monitoring Iran and sending 10,000 troops to monitor Iran to their border, President Trump, why don't you think about sending 10,000 troops to monitor our border and protect our country instead of aggressively trying to overthrow other governments?
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. Get the fish oil.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our Ultimate Bone Broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that is taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
A plan. They're flush with cash, but they can't use any of that or their massive resources to protect our border. They absolutely refuse. And they refuse to return any troops. And had the Pentagon spokesperson, as President Trump said, we're going to bring some troops home from Syria, said, no, we're not going to do that. Just as arrogant as Leon Panetta was when he was asked by then Senator Sessions, you're going to put this up to vote. You're going to tell the American people what you're going to do before you put any troops in Syria, right? Oh, well, we'll talk to the UN. We'll talk to our friends in NATO, and we'll make a determination then. You're not going to talk to us? Well, we might tell you what we decide to do. Well, they didn't. They put them there. Then President Trump said, we're going to bring them home. They said, no, you're not. And now they got a plan to send 10,000 troops to, quote-unquote, monitor Iran. Won't send anybody to do anything at the border. How pathetic is this government? How pathetic, quite frankly, is this president if he lets them get away with this? He bears responsibility for this. I understand he's up against the deep state, but that's no excuse. I understand that's a reason. It's not an excuse. The vast majority of Americans reject an attack on Iran, President Trump. That's why we voted for you. A poll that was conducted by Reuters found that half of all Americans see the U.S. and Iran nevertheless, going to war with each other within the next few years. Isn't that sad as well? We don't want it. There's no reason for it. But we know these people are going to do it anyway. And evidently, all of us, including President Trump, are powerless to stop it. They said if Iran attacked U.S. military forces, 4 out of 5, that would be 80%, believe that the U.S. should respond militarily in a full or limited way. And, of course, that's what they're trying to do, because if they don't do that, you know, if they can goad Iran into attacking first, or if they can create a false flag, or even if there's an accident and they can interpret it as an attack. Again, going back to the Gulf of Tonkin, that's what they did to get us involved in the Vietnam War. If any of those things happen, and they can say they did it, then 80% of the Americans will fall in line, probably enlist to go fight. But if it's perceived as a preemptive attack, only 12% of Americans support that. So that's going to require some kind of deception here. That's why you've got John Bolton out there saying, we have to lie to the American people. Lie to the American people. And then he said, in the context of war, defended it by saying, well, Churchill said that the truth is so important it's got to be surrounded by a wall of lies. Well, of course, that was Churchill talking about lying to his enemy, the Nazis, when he was at war with them. The enemy of the deep state, the enemy of the military-industrial complex, quite frankly, is the American people. You are who they are really at war with. Nearly half, 49% of all Americans, disapprove of how the Republican Trump is handling relations with Iran, reported the poll. And again, this is a poll by Reuters. They said the survey showed 51% of adults felt the U.S. and Iran would go to war, nevertheless, within the next few years. 8% higher. 8 percentage points higher than a similar poll published last June. And a lot of this on the strength of the bellicose statements of John Bolton. But we can't do anything to protect the border. And, you know, we got Booty Gay out there saying a wall is not only morally abhorrent, it'd be morally abhorrent to protect our border. Not that he's criticizing us getting involved in an Iranian war. Booty Gay's not going to criticize that. That would be a death sentence for his campaign for presidency, any of these people come out and say that. You know, President Trump said it. And that's why we all voted for him. And that's why they all tried to take him down even before he became president, and why they continue to take him down. Apparently now they seem like they've got him under control. But Booty Gay doesn't have a problem. He doesn't think that a war with Iran, or yet another regime change war, which, you know, they've been planning this war with Iran for a very long time, just like they planned the war with Syria, these other actions that they've done, a wall would be morally abhorrent. A wall would be a waste of money. But a war, now that would not be morally abhorrent. That would not be a waste of money. It would be a payoff of campaign contributors, quite frankly. President Trump is moving to crack down on welfare tourism because that truly is a waste of money when you've got 78% of households headed by a non-citizen with no more than a high school education use at least one welfare program. You think that's a waste of money, Booty Gay? I think it is. We could stop that waste of money with a wall. We could stop the waste of money of tying all of these cases up into immigration court. Of course, it's not really, I guess they're not really wasting that much money because these people never show up for their trial, right? Anyway, 58% of all households headed by a non-citizen use at least one welfare program. Think about that. 60% of foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in this country, 60% of them are on welfare of one way or the other. And again, why is it that President Trump, he said he's going to crack down on welfare tourism? Why don't you just come out and say that we are going to this is carving out just a little part of it. The Welfare Reform Act of 1996 states that those who sponsor immigrants to the U.S. are legally liable for any public benefits the immigrants they sponsor go on to consume. Trump's memorandum will direct agencies to create specific guides for state agencies with an aim to implement the policy's enforcement. Because, you know, it's been there now for 23 years and they've never enforced it. Why don't you just say that if you're not a citizen of the United States, you don't get welfare? Isn't that a no-brainer? Because President Trump could appeal to the blue-collar Democrats and say, we're going to take care of you first before we bring in other people. We're not doing a good enough job of taking care of you. Just embrace the welfare state for a second domestically and say, we're going to cut off this magnet that is pulling anchor babies and everybody else across the border. When you offer these kinds of free benefits, free education, free housing, free food, you offer that to people in other countries where they're desperately poor. I've talked about how low the income level is there. I mean, we're talking about people who are making $1,000 or $2,000 a year, these agricultural workers in Central America. $1,000 or $2,000 a year. Hard labor. Of course they're going to come across the border if you offer them generous welfare benefits, and 60% of them are on welfare. Why can't you stop that? Why can't you say we're going to educate our children, we're going to take care of our poor before we take care of the world's poor? There's no limit to this. You've got open borders and you've got no constraints on any of this. It is a recipe for bankruptcy. They willingly know that. And yet you've got Democrat candidates, all sound just like Buttigieg. Well, it'd be a waste of money. And it'd be morally wrong to put up a wall. No, it's morally wrong to steal from the American people, to transfer our wealth and our taxes and our labor to other people. I don't support the welfare system at all, but I certainly don't support it for non-Americans. We can't support that. It's unsustainable. All these people want to talk about sustainability. You know, we had Chris Matthews actually defended President Trump against a New York Times reporter. Before we play that clip, let's play a video clip number 4. This is Pelosi speaking. Go ahead, play it.
First of all, let me just say, we take an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Democrats take that oath seriously, and we
even though they've never read it,
to honoring our oath of office. I'm not sure that our Republican colleagues share that commitment.
She's going to talk about the two
and
branches
I'm not
of government
sure
here.
That the President
the
of the United States does too. So, in light of the fact that the beauty of the Constitution is a system of checks and balances, three co-equal branches of government. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Co-equal branches of government, a check and balance on each other. Constitution spells out the duties of Congress, and one of them is oversight of the President of the United States. Another one of them is to impeach the President of the United States.
So the duty of the Congress is to oversee the President of the United States. That's what she thinks it is. And because they got these two co-equal branches. So you have to swear an oath to the Constitution to find out what's in it. I mean, that's the way it works, right? Just like you have to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. Well, we're going to find out what's coming up next in terms of President Trump ordering the FBI, the CIA to fully cooperate with Barr. He grants full and complete authority to declassify. We're also going to talk about Michael Avenatti. He was arrested, but he is so grateful that he didn't get the Roger Stone treatment. He really actually said that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing, that what God gave us from Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in 2 servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM total health and performance 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border,
talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with total silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just playing that clip of Nancy Pelosi stammering around, talking about the two branches of government and the Constitution. We take our oath to the Constitution very seriously, not seriously enough to read it before you take an oath to it. This is somebody who's been in Congress forever, I think, going back to the founding of the Republic. She probably writing letters about what should be in the Constitution at the time of its founding. No, seriously, when you look at this, we're talking about it, the staff. If she's not drunk, we've got really big problems. And I think we do really have big problems. You know, you've got these people passing around clips of her, and they're saying, well, they're making her look worse, saying that she's drunk or whatever. If she's not drunk, as CJ said, we got a lot bigger problems than that. And I think we do. I don't think she is drunk. I think that she is mentally impaired. And I think she's morally impaired as well. Seriously, morally impaired. But she no longer really knows what she's saying anymore. Remember that story that Drudge picked up about the, it was the pharmacy that was, had been serving the Congress since about the middle of the 1800s. It's a very long local interest story that had appeared in a Washington paper. And buried in that article, Drudge saw that and put that up at the top of the Drudge Report. Buried in that article was a comment by the druggist, and he said, I look at the drugs that we're sending over these people. And he goes, how do these people even function based on the drugs that they're taking? They got some really serious issues. Mm-hmm. We've noticed. looks like the drugs are wearing off. And yet, get ready with video clip number 3. And yet, you've got the New York Times Goldberg attacking President Trump, calling his mental state into question. And even Chris Matthews pushes back and defends President Trump. The New York Times reporter was so over the top, even Chris Matthews defended President Trump. Let's play that clip.
Look, I think that it's really wrong to treat this as if it's just sort of two people throwing schoolyard insults. What you have is an unhinged president given to these, I mean, it was a temper tantrum. And then today there was this increasingly embarrassing display of, I'm not mad, she's mad. I mean, it's pathetic, you know, and then having him kind of get all of his lackeys to affirm just how not mad he was. I mean, everyone who watches this should be so ashamed, you know, particularly the people who worship Donald Trump because they think he's some sort of embodiment of manliness as opposed to this whiny, simpering baby.
Okay, Michelle, let me challenge you. Do you really think, she's a Roman Catholic, she is a religious woman, certainly in her private life. Do you honestly believe that she's praying for the welfare of Donald Trump?
My sense is that she's praying for the country that is at his mercy.
No, that's not what she's saying. She says, I'm praying for Donald Trump because he's in need of an intervention from his family. You're letting her off the hook here. These are clinical claims.
Letting her off the hook.
She needs an intervention.
I think the problem with Nancy Pelosi's approach, and I wrote this in the column that I just published, is that she's far too gentle with Donald Trump, right? I mean, he does need an intervention. The problem is that she's the person who's constitutionally mandated to perform this intervention. But the fact that he is unstable and unwell. It's just manifestly true.
Yeah. See, they're supposed to, their duty is to investigate the president and to perform interventions, as this New York Times reporter said. Nancy Pelosi is the adult in the room, the senior citizen, if you will. And so, you know, that's isn't it amazing how far off the rails the press has gotten when even Chris Matthews at MSNBC needs to pull back this crazy New York Times reporter, Michelle Goldberg, talking about President Trump's mental state. Nancy Pelosi is not praying for the president, and President Trump was sarcastic about that. I'm not going to focus again on the back and forth between these two individuals. There are important policy issues involved here. We've got another story that is tangential to this as well, and I want to talk about that when we come back. What's going on with Michael Avenatti versus what they did to Roger Stone? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, Michael Avenatti is in trouble. It looks like he's not going to be going to the White House. He'd announced his candidacy. He was celebrated on CNN. He said, oh, we should take him seriously. Brian Stelter was telling us we should take him seriously. Months after he announced the candidacy. Don't laugh at Michael Avenatti running for presidency. Well, he's not going to be going to the White House, but he may be going to the big house. He was arrested, and he had this to say. Roger Stone tweeted this out, stonedefensefund.com. Tweeted out what he told Vanity Fair, what Michael Avenatti told Vanity Fair. Michael Avenatti, one asked. Yes, he responded. FBI, they told him. You're under arrest. The agents pulled Avenatti aside to the entrance of a store. They took his briefcase, his cell phone, before pulling a large trench coat around his shoulders so they could handcuff him discreetly. No perp walks here. He said, I told them I appreciated the fact that I wasn't treated like Roger Stone, and that CNN wasn't outside waiting for me. And one of the officers laughed. Yeah. See, that's what we have here in America. That's the double standard. That's why you can have the New York Times reporter going on and on and on about President Trump's mental state and completely ignoring Nancy Pelosi. Letting Michael Avenatti, what is he charged with? Of course, they've charged him with a variety of things. He's been charged of stealing $300,000 from his client, Stormy Daniels. She's not the only client he's stolen from allegations. He also is indicted on charges announced back in March that he tried to extort more than $20 million from Nike. If convicted on all these charges, he could face more than 400 years in prison. But, of course, he'll probably face a lesser charge, just like he got a lesser treatment from the police than Roger Stone did. But I want to play for you a clip, you know, when he was on, The View. Well, actually, he wasn't on The View. No, he was on The View. This is a clip from when he was on The View. And this is a CNN commentator, Anna Navarra, and she compared Michael Avenatti to the Holy Spirit. Let's play that clip.
So
lately to me, you're like the Holy Spirit. You are all places at all times, right? Oh, I mean, I do. I see you all over cable news. I see
the porn
you,
lawyer.
You
know, there is a, it's like the Holy Spirit to them.
A seat available if you want to be a co-host at The View. You might, you know, there's people here you can pitch. He'd make a great lady around the table. No, but,
well, it is a worship service. They are worshiping Michael Avenatti.
He's everywhere. I question myself when I see Giuliani, once I see you on TV so much. When do you have time to be lawyering? To be doing like real lawyering? Because you're representing.
Are you actually doing anything for your clients?
You're representing.
But he has a great, bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
The priesthood, whatever.
He's out there saving the country.
You know what? I'm very fortunate in that I'm surrounded by a staff and other very qualified attorneys and people
You hear that? You're like the Holy Spirit. He's got a bigger calling here. You mean like the priesthood? Yes, he's saving the country. This was the worship that the left applied to him. That was The View, and of course that was also a CNN commentator, Anna Navarro. She's not the only one at CNN who dearly loved Michael Avenatti. He made 147 appearances on MSNBC and CNN during a 10-week period. 131 of those came on either CNN or MSNBC. He had 74 times on CNN, 57 times on MSNBC. Remember, this is just a 10-week period. He was most frequently the guest with Anderson Cooper on Anderson Cooper 360. And then last July, when he announced that he was going to explore a presidential run, CNN's Chris Saliza said, President Michael Avenatti, never say never. That was an article that he wrote for CNN. Several months later, you had Brian Stelter, the eunuch, as referred to by Tucker Carlson. Brian Stelter on reliable sources, because, of course, his sources are always reliable, and you can always rely on Brian Stelter to skew the news politically. He said, I take him seriously as a contender to take on President Trump in 2020. And they even asked him, they said, well, you've done over 200 appearances. You just heard that. Do you think that fame hurts your credibility at all? He goes, no, actually, I think it adds to my credibility. The people giving him credibility were CNN, MSNBC, The View, the people who now have no credibility. Their credibility has now collapsed into the basement because, they used him to push that fake, charges and conspiracy against President Trump. Let's go back to Nancy Pelosi, though, and this spat that was going back and forth, saying that she was going to pray for President Trump. Let's play the clip, video clip number 11. This is Nancy Pelosi saying she's going to pray for him. Go ahead. Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, we'll get that clip in a minute. Nevertheless, what she said was she's going to pray for President Trump. President Trump laughed about that. And then Donald Trump Jr. said, I don't think the party of infanticide is praying for anyone. That's not what they do. As a matter of fact, what they do, we saw what they do, the party of infanticide. We saw when we tried to protect women's health here in Texas with a bill, they showed up. They did a marathon to try to shut that down as Christians were singing Amazing Grace outside the state house there, the people who say that they're praying for President Trump showed up to shout Hail Satan at them. It has become a rite, a blood rite for the Democrat Party. It is worshipped. We got that clip now for Nancy Pelosi. Let's go ahead and play that.
We went in the spirit of bipartisanship to find common ground with the president on this. He came into the room, made a statement that he made was, I won't even characterize it. For some reason, maybe it was lack of confidence on his part that he really couldn't match the greatness of the challenge that we have. Wasn't really respectful of the reason of the Congress and the White House working together. He just took a pass, and it just makes me wonder why he did that. In any event, I pray for the President of the United States.
Yeah, she's praying. The question is, to whom is she praying? And how is it like voodoo dolls and she's sticking pins in it or something like that? It doesn't really have too much credibility. But then again, you know, here's CNN. Those people, reliable. You can trust them. Donald Trump falls for Nancy Pelosi's trap. Boy, she laid a big trap there, didn't she? Not for herself, not for the Democrat Party, but for President Trump, according to them. Yeah, she's got a mind like a steel trap. But yet, when we look at this, and we look at the back and forth, you've got Joe Biden saying he's going to take the high road. He's not picking a fight. He's not responding to any attacks from the people in the Democrat Party. He's trying to take the high road with that. And he's criticizing President Trump for getting involved, for punching down at Nancy Pelosi. And quite frankly, I think he's got a bit of a point there. I think it's a good thing that President Trump is now giving full and complete authority to declassify to the Attorney General, telling the FBI, the CIA to fully cooperate with Barr. It's better to get even than to get mad. But it's even more important to stop this kind of corruption. I know that President Trump isn't going to go in and do a fundamental reform of these corrupt institutions that have quite frankly been corrupt since their creation. You look at the NSA and the CIA, as I've said before, as soon as they were created, right after World War II, they started spying on American citizens. That's why we had the Frank Church hearings in the Senate and the Pike Committee hearings in the House. That's why we got the FISA warrants. You look at the FBI, they were corrupt from the very beginning under J. Edgar Hoover. And the things that they've done. So we're not going to get them to go away. But it would at least be a restraint on some of their criminal actions for some of these criminal actors to actually go to jail. Hopefully that's going to happen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in the next segment, Alex Newman of The New American. He is touring the United States talking about how you can rescue your children from the government system that we call the education system, what is happening in the schools, and what you can do about it. He's going to be joining us in the next segment, and I want to talk about some of the issues that are, I think it trivializes it to say culture. It's a lot more important than that. As I've said before, you know, culture, you think about things like music and dress, architecture, even things like language, you know, all that stuff that the European Union used to be very rich, used to be very multicultural. Now they're homogenizing everything, politically as well as culturally. They're going to dumb everything down to one level, subsumed into a gray monoculture that is going to be identified as European. Maybe it'll be Muslim. I don't know. We'll see what happens in Europe. It is more than just that culture. This is about our ethics, our system of ethics, our rule of law, and whether or not we're going to respect individual freedom. You know, that actually comes from Christian ethics, and we are jettisoning that right now, and we're seeing that happening as the attacks are mounting against free speech and free press. Folks, if you want to stand up for freedom of speech, your freedom of speech, you know, they banned Alex Jones and InfoWars on social media last August, but they're also shadow banning you. Many other people have been banned. Many other news organizations are banned 2 months later. It is spreading. It is accelerating. It is getting more and more intense as they not only kicked off certain accounts, but now, as Zuckerberg is doing, he's banning any mention whatsoever of Alex and other people. That is a very dangerous precedent that is being set. And now we have reporting, real news about the government being criminalized. As I pointed out, not only with Julian Assange, but just take a look at the attitudes of people that we see in this case in San Francisco. It's very indicative of the attitudes that the government has at every level, from top to bottom. All the way down from the presidency and to a Republican president, all the way down to a Democrat police chief in San Francisco, will not tolerate free speech. Hopefully President Trump will do something about it. He hasn't done anything about it yet. Maybe he's getting, his ducks in a row. Let's hope that he does something about it, but you can do something about it. You can support us here at InfoWars. Products that we sell are the way that you can sponsor us. It's what keeps us going here. We sell directly at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have a giant Memorial Day sale. We have some products at 40% off. We have Turbo Force and protein bars, both of those 40% off. We have Bodies, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product, 50% off, along with Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. A great way to take a large variety of vitamins and minerals. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills. You can just do it as a drink mix, and you can, you know, mix a smoothie or whatever you want to take your vitamins and minerals. That's Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off, along with Bodies, which is turmeric and other natural ingredients to fight inflation, 50% off. We have Myco ZX Plus and ExtendoWise. Both of those are 60% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our Memorial Day mega sale. We also have, just for the listeners of this audience, you can save 10% off of our organic coffee. It's 100% organic. We have two different blends, Patriot Blend and Immune Support Blend. If you want to save 10% off of that, just enter the code WAKEUP to save 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we're just talking about how Nancy Pelosi, couldn't think of anything to say. So she said, well, I'll pray for President Trump. Do we really have that as part of our religion? If it was a Republican who was saying that, do you think that they would be charged with trying to establish religion? Of course, she doesn't say to whom or what religion she is praying. But I would say that the Christians in the countries that we have overthrown with regime change don't seem to have a prayer left. You know, we had the UK, I think it was the foreign minister who was abroad, and he was talking about the eradication of Christianity in many of the places that we had invaded, like Iraq. And he was saying this is happening and everybody is afraid to speak up about it because it's not politically correct in the UK to talk about persecution of Christians. It's not happening here in the United States either. When you look at what's going on with China, we see all this information surfacing about what they're doing to Muslims. And it is reprehensible what they're doing to Muslims. Have you seen much about what they're doing to Christians? Mainstream media doesn't really talk about that. There was an article the other day about Falun Gong, talking about how they were being persecuted in China. But they don't really talk about the Christians there. There was a group of Muslims in the UK who actually did what Christians couldn't do. They stopped the transgender education of their children. They showed up in force. They were screaming and shouting. And of course, the government was afraid. Don't tell me that if this happened in the UK and it was a bunch of Christians who were protesting and screaming, that they wouldn't all be arrested. But they laid down and backed off and actually stopped teaching the transgender curriculum to the children. And again, I think that that is absolutely inappropriate. The individual who was taken off of social media last week, he was an expert psychiatrist and a psychologist, and he had written papers about transgenderism. As a matter of fact, he was very sympathetic to it. He said, I think that the surgery ought to be paid for. He's Canadian. I think it ought to be paid for by the government. But he said, with these restrictions, you don't do that to anybody until they're past the age of 21, until they have lived under that assumed identity for 2 or 3 years to see how they like it. In other words, we don't do things to children that we allow adults to do, consenting adults. And yet we have these agendas that are being taught to our kids in kindergarten. But just take a look at Iraq. We have one of the leaders in Iraq. This is the Archbishop of Erbil, the capital of Iraqi Kurdistan. He said, people in the West, especially in Britain, are afraid of being accused of Islamophobia, so they don't speak out because of the fear of political correctness. He says, will you continue to condone this never-ending organized persecution against us? When the next wave of violence begins to hit us, will any one of your campuses hold demonstrations and carry signs that say we are all Christians? No, they won't. You go back to what has happened in Iraq. He points out in 2003, when the U.S. and its allies removed Saddam Hussein, Iraq had an estimated 1.5 million Christians. 16 years later, the population has gone down to a quarter of a million. Quarter of a million. 1/6. So they've lost about 83% of their Christians. Christianity in Iraq, he said, one of the oldest churches, if not the oldest church in the West, is perilously close to extinction. Those of us who remain must be ready to face martyrdom. And yet you have Ilhan Omar ranting that Christians are imposing beliefs on society. The woman who had Congress change its rules to accommodate her. And in her own district in Minnesota, the Somali taxi drivers refuse to carry people, even people with guide dogs, people who are blind. They hate dogs so much they're banning them. Various places in Europe and even in Minnesota, especially in Minnesota. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Alex Newman, and we've talked to Alex many times on a wide variety of freedom and constitutional issues. He writes for The New American. And again, you can find his articles at thenewamerican.com. You can also find Alex on Twitter at alexnewman_JOU, as in journalist. And we've got Alex joining us today because he's also focused a great deal on the issue of education. The globalists, the government, the socialists, the Marxists, you name it, they understand the importance of grabbing kids at a young age. You know, it's going all the way back to Plato. You know, if you get the kid early enough, in the first few years, they've got them for life. Everybody knows that. Every political movement has always striven to do that. And, of course, we used to understand that as a society. We used to have a phrase that you don't hear too much anymore. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Well, they decide they want to get your kid at the cradle. Cradle to grave socialism. Got to get that early child care. Keep them in the institutions. And so Alex has a report as well as a program where he's doing a national tour talking about rescuing our children. So this is a special report that was put out by The New American. And Alex is going to be going across the country talking to you about how to rescue your children from this institution that wants to reshape their values, political, religious, wants to sexualize them, and wants to keep them stupid. You know, the deliberate dumbing down of America, as Charlotte Iserby and Phyllis Schlafly wrote about the Department of Education. This has been a long-standing agenda. So joining us now is Alex Newman. Thank you for joining us, Alex.
Thank you so much for having me on the program, David. It's great to be with you again.
Tell us a little bit about rescuing our children, a little bit about the special report. What are you trying to wake people up to here?
Well, we spend probably the first half or maybe a little more than half really breaking down what's going on in the government school system. I mean, it is worse than the most alert parent can possibly imagine. You know, they're bringing in drag queens. They're teaching the children fake history, fake science. They're teaching them to embrace globalism, socialism, false religions like humanism, the idea that man can be a god. And so we spend the first half really breaking down what's happening because most parents don't realize this. The overwhelming majority of parents don't realize. And then the second half, we talk about what parents can do about this. You know, there's a lot of great options. You can homeschool. There's a lot of wonderful private schools. And what we're arguing, David, is more than just, you know, we need to rescue our children. That is certainly an important goal in and of itself. But we take it one step further and say, if we don't rescue our children, our nation and our freedoms are at very real risk. I mean, we are facing an existential crisis here. And if we don't deal with this crisis in education, we're going to lose our country, we're going to lose our liberties, and we're going to lose our churches and our families and everything else that we value.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And when you talked about humanism, you know, we've gone from secular humanism to transhumanism. Things are accelerating and going in the wrong direction. You know, we've got, in terms of talking about religions, I mean, you know, socialism, Marxism, that's a religion. Many schools are actively promoting Islam. The only thing that is not being promoted in schools is Christianity.
That's exactly right. And, you know, if you go back to the founding fathers of this government education monstrosity that we pretend is a school, John Dewey, he was very open about his faith. He was what he described as a religious humanist, and he wrote the first humanist manifesto, and he explained that we religious humanists believe the universe is eternally self-existing and not created. So it's a direct attack on the very first words of scripture, the idea that God created in the beginning the heavens and the earth. So these people have a deliberate agenda, and in fact, this whole idea of humanism, you know, secular humanism, religious humanism, transhumanism, it all revolves around this idea that man can be God, that man can decide for himself what's wrong and right, and that man can really make the world into this kind of utopia. And if you remember, this actually goes back to the very beginning in Genesis, right? The snake said, hey, ye shall be as gods. All you got to do is disobey God. So this has been with us for a long time, David.
Yeah, and you're talking about Dewey and so forth. He's one of the co-signers of the Humanist Manifesto, the early part of the 20th century. Yet now what they are doing in terms of the transhumanist agenda is they are literally saying, we will become gods. We will live forever. We will transfer are the essence of whatever they think they are. You know, they don't deny, they deny that they've got a spirit. They just think it's some kind of, you know, collection of synapses or whatever. They're good, but somehow they're going to transfer that to a machine and they're going to live forever. I mean, they literally believe this or literally teaching it. And I think that is also a part of the culture that we see being promoted with the superhero movies. You know, every one of these superhero movies really does fall into the transgender agenda. I mean, not transgender, transhumanism. We've got all these trans things. Transhumanism.
That's right.
Because they're going to modify themselves either with technology or with biology. They're going to change themselves into something that is some kind of a mutant that is improved, right? And so that has now metamorphosizing in a much different way.
That's right. And David, you know, when you connect this to the people who created this education system, you know, Robert Mueller, the Assistant Secretary General of the UN, created the World Core Curriculum, and he admits that the World Core Curriculum is based on the teachings of Lucifer Publishing Company founder Alice Bailey. And if you read these books that these spirit masters wrote for Alice Bailey, she's got one called Education in the New Age, she explains that we need to move toward a world federation and a world brain where we're going to kind of bring about this global religious and governmental system. System, as advocated by the Marxists and through the cooperative methods of John Dewey. So this is all part of a broader agenda. Our kids are being used as pawns. They're being weaponized against our families, against our churches, and against our freedoms. And we are in, you know, such a serious crisis. So that's why I'm taking this road trip, at this national tour. It's not because I feel like driving around and, you know, staying up late every night and trying to catch up on emails. It's because parents need to know this. Pastors need to know this. Taxpayers need to know this. And if we don't win on this front, we're going to lose on every other front.
Yeah, absolutely. People don't realize how much things have changed since they were in school. They are rapidly changing. And, you know, when you go back to the 1800s, and the socialist utopian experiments that were there, when they failed, they blamed it on the fact that they had too much influence from the parents. And they said the only way that these socialist experiments are going to succeed is if we can get the kids away from the parents. And that was a big part of the impetus in setting up the government school system back then. But whether it is, you know, the religious influence of Christianity or whatever it is, they've got to come up with some way to replace the foundation that gives us our ethics and our culture in this country. One of the things that they're doing, one of the religions that they've got out there, I would call it a religion, is climate change. That's one that they've been sold consistently. And, of course, whenever they can come up with something like that, like climate change, that can become an organizing principle so that they can – all of these things come back to the same point, don't they, Alex? They all come back to a centrally controlled society. And they would like to make that worldwide. So the socialists will use climate change, or they'll use a particular religion, or they'll use secular humanism or transhumanism to get back to that centralized control.
Home run, David. Exactly on the money. And actually, one of the times that we spoke recently, I was in Poland at the UN Climate Summit, and they'll all tell you that they're going to bring this all about by educating or brainwashing the kids. And what they're teaching the kids is that the gas they exhale, carbon dioxide, is this kind of toxic pollution that is going to kill the planet if we don't give taxing power and regulatory power to the United Nations. And this very much is a religion. You know, I've interviewed many scientists who explain this is a new false religion. They're teaching the kids that their carbon emissions are their sins, and that their penance for their sins is to, you know, buy carbon credits from Al Gore, to surrender their freedom, to surrender their prosperity, their private property. This is a very dangerous cult-like movement, to quote people like Richard Lindzen, meteorologist at MIT, people like William Happer from Princeton, and on and on. I mean, these guys recognize we're dealing with a cult movement here, but it's got the power of the government schools, and the United Nations behind it.
Yeah, the carbon tax credits are very, very much like the indulgences that caused the Reformation, because it got to such an extent that nobody could work. They had so many different holidays, and you had to pay an indulgence even to keep your business open. That's what they're doing with the carbon taxes, and it created a revolution. Well, we're going to revolt, and we're going to talk about solutions on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Alex Newman, the New American, and he's talking about rescuing the children, rescuing our children, not the children, our children. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing. That what God gave us through Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in two servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM total health and performance 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price. What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our ultimate bone broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our ultimate bone broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that is taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Alex Newman. He writes for TheNewAmerican.com, and he is also touring the country telling people how they can rescuing our children is the name of the topic, laying out the problem that many parents don't understand fully. Even if you think you understand some of this stuff, folks, there's stuff you don't know about. And it's amazing, even though I follow this very closely, even though this is what I do for a living, I'm still amazed on a daily basis as to what's going on in our schools. Tell the people, you're going to all these different states throughout the summer. Alex, tell us where people can find the list, because there's so many different places that you're going through, going to this summer that we don't have time to list all of them. Where can they find this list?
Well, thank you very much, David. And the easiest place to get the full list, and you'll get details of the tour, is at libertysentinel.org/tour. So that's libertysentinel, SENTINEL.org/tour. And there you'll find the most up-to-date list. There's probably still 10 or 12 events missing from there. We're still nailing down, you know, dates, times, places, etc. But those will be posted soon. We've got about 50 stops in about something states, South Carolina right now, heading up to North Carolina and Virginia over the next few days.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at this. We've got four right here in Texas. So you're all over the place. If people don't, that's libertysentinel.org/tour. We'll put that in the show notes so that people can find that as well. One of the things you're talking about, and we've seen a lot of articles about this, of course, is the continuing decline in test scores. And of course, you know, they're finding ways to fudge around that with the SAT and so forth. But you're talking about progressively worse at math and reading. You know, I see the stories from New York City and other places where they spend the most per capita on students. They're spending more than $20,000 per capita on students in New York City, and yet they're getting 93 to 97% illiteracy and in numeracy rates. People don't know how to read. They can't do math. And that's exactly the opposite that America was at its founding, and we didn't even have school systems at our founding. We had about 95% literacy rate. It's completely inverted, isn't it?
That's exactly right, David. We have lots of data about early America, and the overwhelming majority, almost all Americans, were highly literate people. You know, they were taught to read at home by their parents using very simple tools, and they could read the King James Bible by the time they were 7, 8 years old without any problem. Today, we have about half of adult Americans are either illiterate or so close to it that we might as well lump them all in together. Some places, like in Washington, D.C., you have more than 2/3 of the adult population is functionally illiterate, and that's based on the government's own data. And keep in mind, most of these people have high school diplomas, which, of course, they can't read. So you're right. We're spending, in some places, $20,000 a year per child, and they can't even read the high school diplomas that they're graduating with. And I can assure you, this is not an accident. This was a very deliberate agenda. It was put in place on purpose. This is exactly what they wanted, and they've been tremendously successful. So that's why I tell people, the schools are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, what they were designed to do. This isn't a matter of, hey, we just got to improve them. They're doing precisely what the people who set them up wanted them to be doing.
Yeah, if I go back, when we homeschooled our kids, went back and did a wide survey of literature. You go back and look at the books that kids were reading in elementary school, or grammar school, they called it, in the late 1700s, early 1800s. It is a reading level that is higher than we typically see in college, in most colleges today. And it's not just that, Alex. It's also the way that they have them using computers constantly, using electronics. That's damaging their attention span and really rewiring their brains in a very unhelpful way. You know, we're seeing the decline in IQ points, and I think a lot of that has to do with the intentional interjection of electronics instead of books, instead of writing and constructive thinking.
That's exactly right. And, you know, they're using quack methodology for the teaching of reading. We're actually going to have a cover story in the New American coming out in 2 weeks now about the damage that all these screens in the schools and at home are doing to the minds of the children. But, you know, it's very important for their agenda. They've kind of got this Pavlovian behavioral psychology down to a science, where they just use these screens and the kids get, you know, instant feedback. If they think the right way, if they, you know, have the politically correct opinions that the people in charge of the schools want them to have, and move on, they have a problem, then they stage intervention. Right. So it's a very, very serious problem.
We almost lost you there, but we've got you back. Let's talk a little bit about some of the solutions, because we've got about 5 minutes left here. A lot of people will look at this and say, well, you know, I don't know. I feel like I've got to do it like the schools do it. And of course, you know, a lot of the things that are going to control your students are if you hold to the curriculum that's created by, in many cases, not just the federal government, but also by the United Nations. So you have to have a little bit of independence mind, I think, in order to go into this. And also the assurance, as I said before, look at the people in America at the time of the founding of this country. They didn't have institutionalized education. They understood there was, you know, you need to understand there's a difference between education and between schooling. You know, schooling is an institution, and you don't necessarily have to reproduce that at home, do you? Did we lose Alex? Okay. Okay. Can you hear me, Alex?
That's right, David. And, you know, I can, David. Can you hear me?
Okay. I think we're going to have to reconnect with you. While you guys reconnect, let me just, fill in a couple of things that we noticed in our experience. I had a lot of people who would say, well, you know, I just really can't homeschool my kids. And their idea was that they're going to have to set up a classroom, put the kids in a desk, and you're going to stand in front of them and you're going to dictate to them. I don't know too many people who do that. Some people may start doing that and then get over that. But we don't have to reproduce those institutions at home. As a matter of fact, a lot of those things that are done in the institutions are counterproductive to education. You also don't need to know everything. All of us are going to have weak spots in our intellectual capacity or weak spots in our education. And you don't have to know everything in order to teach your kids. The key thing to understand, I think, is that education, I heard somebody say this, I forget who, where the quote comes from, but education is not the filling of a bucket, but it's the lighting of a fire. You need to be a guide to your kids, and it's very easy for you to do that. There's a lot of curriculum out there that you can take a look at, and you can decide where these people are coming from. And for the most part, you only have to stay one step ahead of them, or in many cases, you don't even have to do that. You can find other people who are going to grade their papers, other people who are going to have lessons online that can teach your kids a particular subject or all the subjects. You can get together with people and do this as a cooperative measure as well in your community. Okay, we got Alex Newman back. I've been trying to fill people in on some of my ideas about what they can do, but let them hear. I want to hear from you, Alex. Give us some of your solutions.
Well, thank you so much, David. And I would say the first thing all parents need to do is immediately protect their children. And that means getting them out of the public school system. I don't want to give anybody false hope that, you know, if I run for school board, maybe I can fix this. You can't. We've been doing that for 50 years. It's not going to work.
Right.
So get your kids out. That's the first thing. And what we're really hoping, we want to get a million copies of this special report out, David. So what we're hoping is that people who recognize how serious this is, the crisis that we're in, and how it threatens everything that we hold dear, we hope that they'll order 100 copies of this magazine, give it to their congressman, their state representative, you know, their neighbors, the opinion molders in their community, and really help us. You know, we're calling for a Dunkirk operation. We want the whole of American society, as British society did when their soldiers were stuck at Dunkirk, facing annihilation. We want the whole of American society to get on board and help rescue these kids out of these institutions, because if we don't, we're going to lose our freedoms. As I said, we're going to lose our nation. We're going to lose our churches, our families. And so it's that critical. But if we do rescue enough kids, I think we really have a real chance of restoring freedom, of restoring the republic, of keeping our communities healthy and vibrant and rebuilding our families and our marriages. So, you know, I can't say...
Well, that's a great analogy, talking about Dunkirk. That is a perfect analogy. And as you're talking about this, you know, the idea that you're going to be able to bring in people who may have a little bit of an idea about this, but don't really have all, even if you know all of it, you can bring in other people, like you said, community leaders, other people are going to work with you to try to push this back. It's very, very important.
That's right. Yep. And we're hoping to get millions of kids out of the public school system, hoping this will catch the attention of the media. You know, and even if they demonize us, that's okay. We just need the opportunity to explain to Americans how disastrous the system is. And you can look at the objective data. The kids are getting dumber and dumber and dumber. They're getting more and more immoral. Their moral foundations are being shattered. And, you know, that's why they're marching out in the streets, demanding that we be disarmed, demanding that we abolish the border, demanding that we accept this new world order, right? The UN has told us education, as they refer to this brainwashing, is the crucial component of moving us toward this evil ideology.
That's right. First, do no harm. First, do no harm. If you are absolutely appalled at what's going on with the political correctness in colleges, this insanity that you see on the streets, that's where it starts. It starts in the school. And if you're concerned about any of this, just understand you can't possibly do a worse job than the government is doing of raising your kids. Alex
That's
Newman,
right.
The New American. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks so much, David.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silversol in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.